Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 28th of November, recording at 9:49 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. I'd wanted to get it out earlier today, but I had a lot to go through on the actual charts. And also, the Wall Street action was a particular concern to me. And I did want to comment on it following the close. So here goes. First on the highlights here today, Asian stock markets generally pretty strong. Japan and India to the fore. European markets though started out okay and then started to run into profit taking, and they ran into enough profit taking to cause a number of downside key day reversals. Of which one of the bigger ones, not a huge key, but nonetheless, I don't want to ignore any key, especially when it occurs within what was a very consistent short-term trend, and it also occurs near a failure from either that late September, early October high, probably the early October high that we'd seen in that index. So three of the ones that I highlighted here were the UK, the Swiss SMI, which has been going gangbusters recently, and also the S&P MIB index, that's the Italian stock market index. Now that certainly was a concern. Now, let me go on to Wall Street though. I was worried that that might spill over and cause a fairly big decline on Wall Street. Now we only had the Dow down 40 points. I just want to see that NASDAQ index, which was down 20.23, not big enough to be alarming. So Wall Street held its nerve in here today during a down day. Say where we did get some quite negative signals. Now, those of you who are new to the Fuller Money service, and I appreciate that new people are coming in all the time, and I broadcast away as if you're all veterans, as a great many Fuller Money subscribers are, at least veterans in terms of this service. But look at the charts, that downside key day reversal for the UK FTSE, Swiss SMI, and an Italian MIB index, which you can see in today's interesting charts. It involves the index moving to a new high earlier in the day, then falling back and going below the low of the previous day and closing below the low of the previous day. So it's also known as a big outside day, and psychologically it's a bit of a blow to sentiment. I'm sure there are a number of somewhat nervous UK based subscribers who had seen that signal. Actually, it's a tradable signal, and therefore, if I did anything with a pistol in my head, I'd be going short some of those indices for a pullback, but I probably won't. And one of the reasons for that is that I don't think this is the big one. We did see a very persistent run from those mid-October lows. Markets got quite overbought, people in the short term. And people say, well, what do you mean by short term? Well, I'm talking about very short term momentum. Just look at the action on the charts and you'll see what I mean by overbought. Got a little overextended because it was pretty much one-way traffic from mid-October onwards. So you've got the better part of 6 weeks there on the upside. And to then suddenly have a little loss of nerve and some sharp reactions, well, maybe not that sharp, but at least a pullback in consolidation is not that surprising, unless Wall Street starts to crumble. And as I've already said, it held up pretty well today. Then I really don't think we'd see more than a pause in consolidation of gains, and maybe relatively brief, and it'll be interesting to see whether Asia blinks or not. Quite possibly not. And I also feel there's as long as Wall Street holds up, there's enough momentum here globally overall to carry on through to the end of the year. But let's put it this way, as far as those European markets are concerned, and maybe some others, it's a little bit of a shot across the bow for those stock markets. Elsewhere, U.S. government bonds still in that technical rally phase, as are government bonds generally. Remember, they'd fallen down close to the March lows. I'm talking about bond futures now, and are rallying back up within those top formations. And I'm keeping a beady eye on those patterns because they may well offer some short opportunities, but I kind of want them to hand it to me on a platter. And U.S. market hasn't rallied enough, and the JGBs are currently the most interesting one, but and it's that's rally slowed, but there's no downward dynamic in there to tempt me to come out and perhaps short. I won't short heavily though, because it's still they're still ranging these top formations. Now, elsewhere, the dollar that did look fairly significant. The dollar was quite firm this morning. I've been talking about chopping out my dollar long against the Swissie and the euro, and I'm awfully glad I did. I'd be kicking myself if I hadn't. I didn't like that action in here today from a dollar bull standpoint. This bull run has been looking tired for quite some time. I can't say that it's over, but the dollar had a downward dynamic here today, which took it right back to support against the Swissie and right back up close to resistance against the euro. Have a look at those charts, and you've also got the dollar index chart. So I have mentioned that, you know, well, now sometimes currencies move a lot more slowly than other markets, and that's largely because of the vast amount of liquidity that you do have in the currencies. But this action is not very impressive from a dollar bull standpoint, and I think an awful lot of people are actually long the US dollar. Now, another currency that I didn't mention, but have a look at that. I could have easily put that in, but I thought, I've got to get this report out. Was the euro, because that pushed up strongly earlier in the day and then fell back. I'm not sure whether that closed with a little key or not. Let me just put it up so I can answer that question. And well, not quite, because it closed off the lows. At one time it was sitting on a key, but it didn't take out that 118 support that I talked about. But that's where an awful lot of people have got the carry trade there. So in lieu of what the other currencies have done, this looks a little bit dangerous in terms of a short-term reaction. But I'm not at all sure that these are tradable signals yet at this stage. Forex dealers for the very short term might move on them, but I'm not sure that there's, say, a trend of several weeks, let alone months, on the offing just yet. But overall, I've been saying for quite some time that I felt that we were looking at a tired bull here in the US dollar, and that we were going to see probably next year a move all the way back down to test that 80 support level on the US dollar index, and I'll stick with that view. Precious metals, really dramatic in here today. They were doing pretty well while the dollar was strong this morning, and then when the dollar weakened, that became a good tailwind, and they did shoot up. I suppose gold was the quietest, but here we've got spot bullion, got up to 499.30, and it's just underneath, say it's at 498.70 here right now. So only half a dollar off that high, up to 63 on the day. And we've got Feb gold now, that's after hours trading at 502.70. It has been 60 cents higher, but that's pretty good action. And silver, I probably look like a lunatic there. You know, I don't like to be jumping in and out of positions. It's a waste of time and not a way to make money. But I had a bite at silver this morning and then thought, well, I overenthused on that, and then it pulled back. And fortunately, I had the nerve to pick up a little bit more. And then when silver rallied back up and I saw those keys around, what worried me was if we had a correction in stock markets, that may well weigh on the precious metals again, as we saw in October. So I pulled out the more expensive of my silver positions, which I was able to do at a profit. But overall, the pattern here is terrific. And I do hold lots of silver, and I expect to see much higher prices, if not now, and it could well be now, or well, further gains now, further useful gains now. But over the medium to longer term, I look for much higher prices in these precious metals. So good action in here today, as they say, all around. The platinum chart was terrific. Now, oil was soft, falling back in the States today. Warm weather was behind that. And that clobbered natural gas, where I'm a stale bull, although that rallied back, recovered a fair amount of the actual loss on the day, but it still was a bit of a breakdown on the charts. And I'm mildly encouraged by that tail. In other words, it couldn't hold the lower levels. Obviously, hit a lot of stops, breaking down out of a trading range, but it really does need to motor on the upside tomorrow or a little later this week to indicate a downside failure. So, and that's an annoyance. That's the red in my otherwise really quite attractive overall account position. Now, I did worry a bit also about some of my leveraged stock market precious metal positions. I thought, well, if Wall Street's going to catch a cold in here tonight on the basis of that technical action in London, it didn't. My guess is that not enough people in the US market were paying any attention to what had happened with some of those European indices, and I said they weren't big that big keys. But to get to the point here, if we were to see a correction on Wall Street, that would weigh on the mining shares. Now I've got a couple of leveraged bets there. So if we get steady Asia tomorrow and steady Europe, I'll relax about it. Otherwise, I might reduce a little speculative leveraged exposure. There's no chance that I'll be lightening in my core investment positions. That's it, folks. That's enough, I'm sure, for you and for me. All the best.